The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are now learning Simen Tzadi Gimel, the laws of a woman who gives birth. To introduce this Simen, let's start by quoting from the Sefer Chassidim, who writes in Simen Tafshin Tzadi Gimel that if a woman enters her ninth month of pregnancy, her husband should daven that she should not give birth on Shabbos, so that they do not come to desecrate Shabbos. The same thing is true that a man should daven on behalf of his daughter and on behalf of his daughter-in-law that they should not give birth on Shabbos. In the Sefer Kaf HaChaim from Rav Chaim Palachi, he brings down this Sefer Chassidim and he says that this does not seem to be the right approach, because if it is the decree of Hashem that a woman should give birth on Shabbos, he says, Chas v'shalom, that we should change the time which is appropriate, whether to speed it up or to delay it, because that could bring the mother or the baby to a state of danger. The truth is that the Sefer Chassidim is strange for another reason. According to many Rishonim, we paskin that Shabbos is Huchra, that Shabbos is considered totally permitted when it comes to matters of danger to life, which means that it's as if Shabbos, the prohibition of not doing malacha on Shabbos, does not exist when that malacha stands in the way of rescuing a person or preserving the life of a person. If that's the case, it does not qualify as Chilul Shabbos when someone is mechalel Shabbos on behalf of a woman who's giving birth. So if so, how could it be appropriate to daven not to give birth on Shabbos? Rabbi Yitzhak Zilberstein wrote a sefer, Toras Hayeledes, on all of the halachas that pertain to giving birth. In it, he suggests two possibilities. He says either the Sefer Chassidim does not follow this opinion that says that the malachas of Shabbos are totally permitted when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, which means that although one is allowed to do malacha for the sake of a Yoledes, it's not that we view it as if they're not doing Chilul Shabbos at all. They are doing Chilul Shabbos, but Chilul Shabbos is considered less important than saving a life. The other approach is that really the Sefer Chassidim was not arguing that it would be considered Chilul Shabbos when one does malacha on behalf of a Chola Sheyes Basakana, but rather in the frenzied state of going to the hospital and calling the midwife and getting hold of the doctor, it is very likely that a person might come to desecrate Shabbos in unnecessary matters. And for this reason, the Sefer Chassidim endorsed davening so that one should not come to any Chilul Shabbos that relates to taking care of a woman that gives birth on Shabbos. The easiest way to do that is that have her not give birth on Shabbos altogether. In any case, this is the opinion of the Sefer Chassidim. But this is not brought down in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. In Halacha Aleph, he says, Miad kishehischila ha'isha lahargesh simani leida, immediately when a woman begins to feel the signs that birth is imminent, afilo hi misupekes, even if she has a doubt, she's not sure whether or not these are the real signs of labor, korin la mialedes, she should call a midwife, afilo mimakam rachok kama parsos, even from a distance of many parsos, of very far away, she should call the midwife just in case she's ready to give birth. Now, if the woman is giving birth in the hospital, so the same thing is true. If she has any doubt whether are not, a birth is imminent, she should immediately make preparations, call an ambulance, or find some means of getting to the hospital. If the woman is far away from the hospital, she has to take that into account, that it will take time to get there, perhaps taking into account the traffic patterns as well, and leave herself enough time to get to the hospital safely so that she could give birth over there. The poskim provide different measurements of how close her regular contractions have to be in order to justify her going to the hospital. But the truth is, it really depends on the individual woman. If she knows from previous births that her labor goes quickly, then she should take that into account and leave for the hospital earlier. Or if her doctor or midwife recommends that she should come earlier because of a medical situation, she should definitely be following that advice. Certainly, if a woman's water breaks, it is definitely time for her to be going to the hospital. Halacha Beis, Yoledes Harehi Kechola Sheyesh Bo Sakana. A woman who's giving birth is like someone who is dangerously ill. And therefore, Umechalin Alara Esa Shabbos, Loko Mashehi Tzricha. Therefore, we would desecrate the Shabbos on her behalf for whatever she needs. Ach, Im Efshar Lasos Ayide Shinoi. However, if it's possible to do the Malacha through some modification, through some abnormal method, or to have a non-Jew do it on her behalf, osin, then it is better that they do it. V'nikres yoledes, a woman is considered a yoledes, as one who's giving birth, mishiteshev al hamashber, when she's sitting on the birthing chair, o mishar shahadam shoses v'yored, or at the time that the blood is beginning to come out of her, o she'ein bar koach l'leches b'atzma, or that she does not anymore have the ability to walk on her own without assistance. In all of these cases, she has already the status of being a chole she'yesh b'sakana, and in which case we definitely violate everything on her behalf. Gam hamapeles la'achar mem yom mitvilosa. Also, a woman who miscarries after 40 days following when she last went to mikvah, dina ki yoledes, so she also has the status as a yoledes, in which case she's considered a chola she'yesh b'sakana, she's as if she's dangerously ill, and therefore we would mechalel Shabbos on her behalf. When a pregnant woman enters her 9th month, she should begin to make preparations for going to the hospital. This would include preparing a bag of all of the items she would need in the hospital in case she has to go suddenly. If the bag contains items which are muktza, some poskim say she would still be allowed to take the bag on Shabbos if the bag also contains non-muksa items which are of greater value than the muksa items. This would include having some food in the bag. However, if the hospital is outside of an Erev, or it is outside the Tchum Shabbos, the couple should consult their Rav to determine what they would be allowed to take with them to the hospital. If someone does have to go to the hospital on Shabbos, it would be ideal to have a non-Jewish driver take them. But if the quickest and most efficient way to get to the hospital is with a Jewish driver, they certainly should not waste time, and a Jew should drive. The husband of the Yoledes is allowed to escort her in order to calm her. If there is a different person who could fulfill the same role, that person would be allowed to go instead. This is especially true if the husband is not available. When calling an ambulance or a taxi, it is preferable to do so with a shinoi, with an abnormal procedure. So, for example, some poskim say that person can use the back of a spoon to press the buttons on the phone rather than their fingers. If a person calls an ambulance or a taxi on Shabbos, then they would be allowed to hang up the phone, because it would be necessary if the driver needs to call back to get clarification about where the pickup should be made. The same thing is true that a person would be allowed to call the woman's doctor or midwife on Shabbos, even though the hospital might have other doctors or midwives available, because the Yoledes would be more comfortable with her own doctor or midwife. If a person is taking a taxi to the hospital on Shabbos, if they can make an arrangement with the taxi driver to pay him after Shabbos, that would be best. In fact, it might be ideal even to arrange with the taxi driver before Shabbos, so that no misunderstandings could develop. However, if the taxi driver refuses to be paid after Shabbos, it would be mutter to pay him on Shabbos. Ironically, one would not be allowed to take the change from the taxi driver on Shabbos. The Yoledes has the right to choose to go to whichever hospital she feels that she would get the best care, which means that even if the hospital that she desires is further away than a different hospital, she would be allowed to go to the further one on Shabbos. Of course, if it's all equal, then lechatchila, ideally, she should go to the closest hospital possible. The poskim say that if someone is driving to the hospital, they would not be allowed to park the car. They would just have to stop in front of the hospital and then have a non-Jew move the car to a safer location and turn off the ignition. Of course, if it would be dangerous to do so, or if leaving the car there would be blocking emergency vehicles, then certainly the car must be moved. When a woman arrives at the hospital, there are certain forms that she has to fill out. It would be ideal if she could get hold of these forms beforehand so that she could fill them out before Shabbos. If she did not do so, it would be best if she could find a non-Jew who could fill out the forms for her. In some hospitals in Israel, they have a non-Jewish secretary whose job on Shabbos is simply to fill out all of the forms for the Jewish patients and doctors. Now, if this is not feasible, and she's the only one who can do it, then she may fill out the forms on Shabbos in order to get admitted. However, she should minimize the writing to whatever extent that she can, and if possible, she should write with her left hand so that there would be a shinoi, there would be an unusual manner in her writing. Now, if she happens to be left-handed, then of course she should write with her right hand. In general, if there's anything she could abbreviate in her writing, she should do so, because the less writing she does, the better. As far as other malachas are concerned in the hospital, for example, taking an elevator, if time is of essence, of course, if it is necessary to press the buttons of the elevator, she may do so. But otherwise, as in all of these cases, it would be ideal to find someone else to do the malacha on her behalf. And if not, at least to do so with a shinoi. For example, maybe to press the elevator buttons with her elbow, if that is feasible. This is the general rule for the Yoledes on Shabbos, is that if time is of the essence, she may do any malacha even in a normal fashion, but if it's possible to avoid it, it is best to have a non-Jew do the malacha on her behalf, or at least that she should do so, or her husband should do so, with some form of shinoi. It sometimes happens that a woman goes to the hospital on Shabbos, and the hospital refuses to admit her because they say she's not ready to give birth yet. In such a case, the woman would want to return home. Under normal circumstances, the poskim say it is forbidden for her to travel, even with a non-Jewish driver, back home on Shabbos, unless she is not feeling well and it is difficult for her to stay in the hospital. Under those circumstances, some poskim say that she should get a non-Jewish driver in order to take her back. However, if the hospital is outside of the tchum, then that makes the situation even more problematic. So it would be ideal for her to find a comfortable, or the most comfortable, place to stay in the area of the hospital. If a woman is expecting to spend Shabbos in the hospital, and she's going before Shabbos, so she should remember to pack with her candles to light, as well as challahs for Lechem Mishnah. If the hospital allows her to light Neiros Shabbos in her room, that would be the best place to do so. Otherwise, she would have to light in a public dining room. There is a machlokes haposkim, there's a dispute about whether she would be allowed to make a bracha if she does not light in her room. So consequently, Ashkenazim would be allowed to make a bracha in the dining room, but Svardim should light there without making a bracha. If it is impossible for a woman to light in the hospital, then if her husband or someone else can light in their home, then she can fulfill her mitzvah that way. But ideally, she should certainly try to light Neiros Shabbos in the hospital. The remaining halachas in this siman discuss what happens after the baby is born. Halacha Gimel, Kol Shlosha Yomim Harishonim, the first 3 days after the birth, Afilo Omeres She'ena Tzricha, even if the new mother says that she does not need something, Mechalin Ales HaShabbos, nevertheless, we would desecrate Shabbos on her behalf. V'yachakach, Im Ein Bo Choli Acher, after those 3 days are up, if she has no other medical condition, Rak Tzar HaLeda, other than the discomfort from giving birth, Ad Shiva Yomim, until the 7 days are up, Im Omeres Tzricha Ani, if she says, I need something, Mechalin Aleha, we would desecrate Shabbos on her behalf. V'im Omeres She'ena Tzricha, but if she says that she does not need it, Ein Mechalin, we would not desecrate Shabbos for her. Umonim Elo Miyom HaLeda V'lo Mi'es La'es. The way we count the 3 days and the 7 days is from the day of giving birth, and we don't calculate it based on 24-hour periods from when the birth occurred. Kigon, for example, Im Yolda B'yom Revi La'es Erev, if a woman gave birth on a Wednesday evening, Hare Hi B'yom Shabbos La'acha Shlosha, so then Shabbos would already be considered after the 3 days are up, meaning we would count Wednesday as day one. We're talking about where she gave birth before nightfall, before sunset at least. So Wednesday would be day one, Thursday would be day two, Friday is day three, and Shabbos, it's already after the 3 days are up. On the other hand, if she gave birth on Wednesday night, so then the first day would be Wednesday night, which is really Thursday, then Friday, then Shabbos is day three, and in which case she has the halacha as still being within the first 3 days. V'im yolda b'Shabbos, if a woman gave birth on Shabbos la'es erev, toward the evening, in late afternoon, harehi b'Shabbos haba la'acha shiva, so then the following Shabbos she's already after her 7 days. But of course, if a woman gives birth on Motzoi Shabbos, then Motzoi Shabbos, which is really Sunday, would be considered day one, and Shabbos would still be within the 7 days. V'im yesh tzas chshas sakana, if there is a small concern of danger, she'isha chalusha betiva, such as if a woman is naturally very weak, Hamekel limnos yom elo me'es la'es lo hifsid. One does not lose out if they count the days by 24-hour periods. The Mishnah Berurah gives us as a psak that one should count the 3 days or the 7 days as 24-hour periods if they're stuck, meaning that there's no non-Jew available to do the malacha, so then they could have a Jew do the malacha on her behalf. So what happens after the 7 days are up? So this is Halacha Dalet. He says, La'acha shiva yamim, after the completion of the 7 days, afilo omeras tzricha ani, even if she says, I need Shabbos to be desecrated on my behalf, ein mechalin aleha, we do not listen to her and we will not do malacha on her behalf, ela harei hi ad shloshim yom kecholah she'ein bo sekana, but rather until 30 days are up, meaning from 7 days until 30 days, we view her as being one who is ill, but not deathly ill, and then we take care of her needs through a non-Jew doing the malacha. Aval lahasik avura, but to kindle a fire on her behalf, mutar afilo Yisrael, it's permissible even to have a Jew do it. Kishalo nimtza goy binokel, when it is not easy to find a non-Jew. Va'afilo betkufas tamuz, even in the summer months. Mishum deyoledes ko lamid yom misukenes hibitzina, we would even be allowed to kindle a fire for her in the summer months because all 30 days after giving birth, a woman is considered particularly endangered by cold. So if she is suffering from the cold, even in the summer months, it would be permitted for a Jew to light the fire on her behalf. Halacha hei, havlad shenolad, the newborn baby, marchitzin oso, they can wash the baby in warm water on Shabbos, v'chotchin es taburo, and they cut his umbilical cord, umiyashrin evarov, and they would straighten out his limbs, v'osin lo kotzrachav, and they do whatever the infant needs. Now it is obvious that the infant is also in the state of sakana, and therefore, in order to preserve the life of the baby, we can do any form of malacha. But what would happen if it is believed that the baby is not viable? That, God forbid, if we expect the baby is about to die. So then there would not be a justification in doing malacha. Now, in Talmudic times, it was understood that a baby that was born in the 8th month was not viable. And based on that, it is always brought down that such an infant, we cannot be Mechala Shabbos on its behalf. Today, this is certainly not true. And there's endless amount of evidence that a baby born in the 8th month is viable. And therefore, the halacha in this matter has changed. But what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes is, Ach im eino bar kayama, if the baby is not viable, kigon shenolad v'shmona chadashim, such as if it was born in the 8th month, asurin l'tautolo, it is forbidden to move the child, because the child is actually muktza. Ela imo shocha olav umenikaso, but the mother is allowed to bend over the baby and nurse him, mipnei tsar hachalav hamitzar osa, because of the pain of the milk, which is distressing her. But to take care of the needs of the baby would be forbidden. So once again, this must be emphasized. The Chaznish and others point out that today this is not the halacha, and doesn't matter whether the baby is born in the 9th month or the 8th month or the 7th month, in all cases the baby is generally considered viable, and therefore we definitely would be Mechala Shabbos in order to preserve or save the life of the infant.